This is Minnesota Native News. I'm Marie Rock. This week, Minnesota Lynx draft part Samoan, part Alaska Native, Alyssa Peely, the Red Lake Nation College's new urban site in Minneapolis, and a celebration of Donald Eubanks' life, an Indigenous Black community member who, during his life, worked for the state, the Mille Lacs Band of Ojibwe, Metro State University, among others, and was a founding member of the Counter Stories program. Here's Emma Needham.
The Red Lake Nation College's $16 million site to open in downtown Minneapolis. The Red Lake Nation plans to open a new urban campus in downtown Minneapolis this fall. Red Lake Nation Tribal College is the first tribal college located in a major urban center and began offering classes online in 2022. The physical campus was fueled by student demand, with enrollment increasing between 25 and 45% over the past few years. The Twin Cities area has one of the highest urban Native populations in the U.S., with nearly 50,000 Native people calling the area home. Roughly 18,000 Red Lake Nation citizens, nearly half of the tribal population, reside in the Twin Cities. Red Lake Nation Tribal College provides higher education from an Indigenous perspective and includes Native language and culture in its curriculum. Red Lake Nation Tribal College is an accredited public college open to applicants who meet the admission standards. The Minnesota Lynx draft University of Utah's Allison Peely. Record-setting Utah Utes basketball forward Allison Peely was welcomed to the Minnesota Lynx this week as their eighth overall draft pick for the WNBA. Peely is Samoan on her father's side and Inupiat from Alaska on her mother's side. She grew up in Alaska before receiving a scholarship from Southern California University and later transferred to Utah in 2022. She played two seasons with the University of Utah before being drafted into the Lynx. In her pre-draft games in Arizona, Peely drew in Indigenous fans from all over because of her Indigenous and Polynesian heritage. Peely joining the WNBA is considered a big win for Indigenous representation among Native American fans. Basketball has a strong presence in tribal communities nationwide. An amateur team in Alaska will be named Team Peely to celebrate her draft into the WNBA and hopes to encourage more students to consider sports as a pathway to college. Minnesota mourns the loss and celebrates the life of Donald Eubanks. Donald Eubanks was a co-founder and co-host of Counter Stories, a program that started 10 years ago and for the last 3 years was produced by Ampers. The radio show and podcast was created by people of color for people of color and everyone else. Don passed away on March 17th, the day he reached his 35th year of sobriety. On April 13th, close to 150 friends, family, and community members gathered to celebrate Don's life. Friend, mentor, and elder John Poupart was the first of many to speak about Don's impact.
Don was really an inspiration. He was humorous, he was a leader, taught a lot of us, and there were others who followed him. He always gave thought, deep thought, to what he was doing, and it showed in his work. Don was part American Indian and part African American. He has showed me the respect and dignity that he carried in both worlds.
Don fulfilled a lifelong dream of serving his community as Commissioner of Health and Human Services for the Mille Lacs Band of Ojibwe, where he will be remembered for the creation of the Circle of Health, a tribal member benefit program helping band members with medical insurance needs, and the development of the Elder Assisted Living Facilities. He was proud to be a part of the cabinet for the Mille Lacs Band when they won their 1999 Supreme Court case to retain their hunting and fishing rights. He worked most recently as an associate professor and field director for the social work program at Metro State. Don retired in 2021 and continued to participate in the Counter Stories podcast, which will forever hold his vast knowledge and insights about the community and the world. You can visit counterstories.com for a recap episode of Don Eubanks' Celebration of Life event. For Minnesota Native News, I'm Emma Needham.
Minnesota Native News is produced by Ampers, diverse radio for Minnesota's communities, made possible by funding from the Minnesota Arts and Cultural Heritage Fund and the citizens of Minnesota.